Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful parishioner, Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. Amen. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the Broadway, put you on the straight and narrow way. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have some wonderful services in time past in them jails and prisons. Praise God. We'll be here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. We're doing a teaching series in the 24th chapter of St. Matthew, talking about the end time. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about in St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, talking about in the 14th verse, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the world for a witness of unto all nations, then shall the end come. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. People need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because like I was talking about in earlier broadcast, there are some nations trying to keep it from them, because they want to, enforce their religion. Amen. Communistic nations. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. They don't want you to hear, amen, the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, they want to block it and ban it. Amen. They want you to be a heathen. Amen. And then you got Muslim nations. They want you to be a Muslim. Amen. And you got secret Christians out there. And I sympathize with all the secret Christians out there. Amen. Because they believe in Jesus. Because Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Amen. Jesus is the only way to God. You can't go to God any other way but through Jesus. And I sympathize, amen, with all the secret Christians out there. Just hang on in there. Just hold on. Amen. They're living in a lot, under lots of persecution. Lots of persecution. Because if people find out, the devil find out, the devil will do it, man, will try to kill them or throw them in prison. Amen. But I'm telling you, praise God, amen. Amen, I'm telling you, amen. It's, amen, it's really, praise our God, treacherous out here in our world. It's treacherous in our world, praise God, amen. Praise God. That's the reason why in here where we are in a country where we enjoy liberty, we have freedoms over here in the United States. And people desire to be over here under freedoms, where you can serve the Lord openly. But we're getting in an age now in our world that our country done gone so far to the left field that people don't feel like they don't need the Lord. But we're going to need Jesus. We're going to need Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Celebrating Christmas. Amen. What do they talk about? It's more on the heathen side, the pagan side of Christmas. Talking about the Christmas tree. Talking about Santa Claus. But, amen, Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. Jesus came down here and gave his life on Calvary's cross. Shed his blood so that we can be free. Amen. That's the reason for the season. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. But people want to, amen, worship the Christmas tree, worship Santa Claus more, and just leave Jesus out the picture. But people, we're going to need Jesus. Praise God. Amen. We're going to need Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What did verse 15 say, Missionary Velvet?
When you therefore shall see the abomination of this desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand.
And amen. And people want to turn their back on God. Turn down. Amen. The tabernacle. Turn down. Praise God, the altar to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Worship idols. And that's what's going on in our world today. People want to turn their back. Look at the churches that are closing down. Churches that shutting their doors. Because people don't attend church like they should. Attendance is going down. And churches are shutting their doors. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you. Praise God. But it's time to seek the Lord. It's time to repent. It's time to turn to God. Not go away from Him, but return back to the Lord. Return back to God. Amen. People need Jesus. You need Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, St. John 14:6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. You're going to need Jesus. This is the dressing up room. As we go through life here, because this world is not our home, and the devil wants you to try to make like this life is your home, and people are just trying to gain this world. Jesus said, what do it profit a man or a woman to gain this whole world and mess around and lose your soul? It's not into how much you gather on this earth. It's whether you get your soul ready to meet the Lord. That's the most important thing. Getting your soul ready to meet the Lord. But people want to live like heathens. Want to live like animals. Tear down the altar of God. Tear it down. Tear down the temple. Pray God. Close down the churches. But open up the ball fields. Open up, amen, praise our God, the card games. Open up the casinos. I need a job. I need to make money. They love money more than they love God. But you can't serve two masters. Jesus said so. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Folk need the Lord, need Jesus. Because all this stuff, amen, gonna soon pass away. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. People want to be like Esau. Amen. So sell your birthright for a bowl of soup. Praise God. Amen. And look at how people do. Just because you put food in my mouth. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. They'll sell their birthright. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Sacrifice and Lord, and they turn down the temple. Turn down and desecrate all of God's, amen, holy places. Amen. Just because you figure, amen, put food in their stomach. Just for a meal. You hear me? Just for a meal. They'll do that. Just for a meal. Praise God. Amen. Like Esau. That was foolish. Esau done foolish. When he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Amen. And you got some church folks today, they will do that. Just because, amen, they will put food on their table. Put food, amen, amen, and give them, amen, some food to eat, whatever. They are sacrifice. The ways of God, the commandments of God, they are sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. We need to take a stand. Amen. Take a stand. Let you know. Homosexuality is of the devil. Y'all heard me? Praise God. Lesbianism is of the devil. The Lord made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. People need to understand that. Praise the Lord. Amen. And people need to understand that, amen, God wants people to be as He made them. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. And people need to understand, know that, Lord God. But amen, we live in an age where people want to sell their salvation, their soul, amen, just for a bowl of soup, like Esau. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. If you don't watch it, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you. We talk about the end times, y'all. I know it's a deep message. It's a deep message. We're going to take it into the year of 2026, because this is a powerful message. You hear me? A powerful one. Glory to God. Amen. It's a powerful one. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. as we wrap the message up for the year of 2025. Amen. We're getting ready to move into the brand new year of 2026. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Amen. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful teachings, praise God, of the end times. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, touch people's eyes. Lord, heal their eyes. Drive out ailments. Drive out whatever it is. Amen. Eye disease, eye pressure, whatever it is, drive it out. Heal their eyes in Jesus' name. Lord, touch their bodies. Heal their bodies of whatever disease touching their bodies. In Jesus' name. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Lord, let the power of God shake them jails and prisons. Let them know you love them, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just give God the praise. Amen. And then take and drop me a line. Write me. Sister Devin and I will be glad to receive your letter. Praise God. And those of you in the free world that like to send your gifts of support, tax deductible, you can do so by clicking to our website. PayPal button is a secure button. You can give your gifts of support. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him, praise Him. The song say, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loved each and every one of us. Hallelujah. You are important to Him. No matter what anyone say to you, but Jesus loves you. But He also is there waiting for you to open your heart and your mind to Him so that He can be able to come in and live through you each and every day. Allow God to do that for you, and you will be the most happiest person in the world. And you will be able to stand anything in the world. Doberham Prison Bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you. Especially during this holiday season, Jesus loves you. He is there for you. You are not by yourself. You are not thrown away. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. May God bless you. And we pray that you have a blessed holiday season.
Yes, a wonderful new year as we enter into the brand new year of 2026. May God bless you. Amen. Those of you that like to write can write us. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And this is Amen Chaplain William Holland, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.